Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What a big Football Friday, a playoff edition Football Friday from Borgata. Cheddar Cameron and John Ritchie having some fun with you on a Friday morning. Man, the stakes are high for all these teams. I mean, another college football game tonight, then six over the next 3 days in pro football. Again, Penn State, if you missed it last night, they lost an absolute heartbreaker to Notre Dame. I mean, it was a phenomenal football game. And unfortunately, if you're from a Penn State standpoint, a very, 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 very disappointed outcome, and that's putting it mildly. A real heartbreaker if you love Penn State. It was a great game, but they just came up short in the end. Obviously, the quarterback struggled. That was a bummer. I think they, you know, make the state proud and hopefully reinvigorate some college football love around here. I'll say it hit me a bit. You know,
how much do you think people, because I didn't last night, and I know James Franklin is an easy target, but I thought he made good, aggressive decisions early.
Except the kicking the field goal from the three, I thought was...
I thought that was the wrong choice.
That
was the one I questioned, but I did say, James, that I thought it was going to be low scoring.
Yeah, no, I didn't like it, but you know, you can make an argument either way. In the end, it didn't work out. Obviously, Aller's pass, and ideally Singleton would have caught it, but I'd put it a little bit on both. Singleton was great with the three TDs, could have been four. But the Aller pass there was not good. Look, Aller struggled.
Could have been caught, though.
You're talking about the flat route. Could have been caught.
Should have been. Yeah.
I'll say should have been. All right, speaking of running, and Nicholas Singleton was great last night. Let's give him some props. Three TDs, and he's a really good
player. And it wasn't like a great – like it should have been caught without a doubt, but it was not like
a great –
He had to reach down and stuff.
It's a difficult pass, but it's a difficult catch.
He should have caught it. I agree he should have caught it. I'm just clarifying.
Use your hands.
Yes, yes. Yeah. All right, speaking of running backs, let's go from the college ranks to the pro ranks and talk about the best. Let's talk about Saquon Barkley, best running back right now in pro football. So, didn't know until yesterday there's something record-wise still in his – well, I don't know if it's in his sights, meaning I don't know if he's aware of it. I'm now aware of it because a buddy texted me yesterday, and at first I was so confused because my friend said, you know, Terrell Owens' record in 1998.
He meant Terrell Davis, huh?
So do you got, John, do you know about this, that Terrell Davis holds the record?
Elliot mentioned it when he was on with us on Monday, I think, if I'm
John,
not mistaken.
I didn't know that. John, do you know that that Terrell Davis holds the record for the most rushing yards regular season and postseason combined? One NFL season rushing record, which is, I never heard, I mean, James, if Elliot said it to us earlier this week, it didn't register.
I played against Terrell Davis.
Well, he was a monster.
98, 99.
Correct.
And those Broncos teams, they won the Super Bowl for a reason.
Yeah.
Inside outside zone run attack.
Incredible.
Mike Shanahan's offense was unstoppable. Yeah. And everyone was obsessed with the one step and go zone run attack.
I remember it. So here's the deal. Terrell Davis holds the record. Again, this is regular season and postseason combined. 2,476. Saquon has 2,005. He needs 472 yards to break the record. If he does it over four games, 472, it's 118 per game.
Are we trying to manufacture important things
that he can
achieve to make up for the fact that we didn't go for the record that really matters?
Look, obviously,
like,
regular season keeps track of this. I agree, but I'm saying...
This is a fake concept.
But it would be cool if he got it.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, it would be cool.
Nowhere near as cool as the other one.
I agree, but especially...
And it doesn't fix it.
But because he didn't get the chance to, I'd be happy for him, obviously, if he did. Let me put it that way. I would be happy also,
but it's unfortunately not something that people normally tabulate, combining the regular and postseason.
I agree. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, congratulations to Mr. Ike Reese. Ike won our fantasy football league, which means the rest of us all lost. We're all losers. Hail to Ike. I think he's won a couple times now. It's a little annoying.
No, it's the first time he's won.
And it is?
James came in second, right?
Yeah, I lost in the final stack.
Oh,
gave it a good run.
You don't sound excited. I'd still be excited.
Oh, I don't care. I'm totally fine with it. Yeah. I've won a couple times. No big deal.
James?
Not first, you're last.
You're right about that, Devin.
Yeah, Jimmy right. actually has. How many times have you been second also, Jimmy?
I've been second a couple times, because I lost to you in the finals 1 year, too. So, yeah, that's I've had a pretty true. Good track record.
And I've been
yeah.
second also. I've won.
Yeah, I think
won.
I got two firsts
second
and
a
two seconds.
You've
yeah.
gotten first a lot. Joe?
I've never been in the championship game. I'm always knocking on the door, and I never get there. I'm proud of my team, but I just, you know, it's like Penn State. I didn't get to the national championship game, but I made it, made you proud. Well, maybe not.
Who'd you make proud?
My family. let's go to the phones. Yeah. Let's get to Matt in Ridley. Matthew, what's up, buddy?
You smug, arrogant, taking my cousin to the prom know-it-all.
Where have you? Let me tell you something. I didn't just take her to the prom. I took your cousin to the after party. Right?
What?
Wow.
Is this true,
wow.
Matt?
All right.
Joe, is this the story we hadn't heard yet?
Joe, that's all you got are stories, Joe. None of them are true.
Matt, you weren't expecting that. You weren't
Matt's
expecting
cousin.
That comeback.
At 7:45, I'm going to beat your ass. You're going to get another L.
I would love for you to be the contestant. Talk about a layup. My God.
I'm coming for you, Joe.
Please do.
I'm coming hard.
Please do.
Okay?
Yeah.
So... They stole my character. I'll get to that in a minute. But what would you like to talk about today, Joe? Tell me.
I mean, the main thing is the Eagles. Penn State's a juicy topic, but the main thing is the Eagles. I mean, it's a game they should win. I will say, watching Penn State last night, some nerves are now setting in with me on the Eagles, because you can realize when you think you have it and then you don't. When your favorite, or not the Penn State was, but the Eagles are, you know, like it.
He had not thrown a lot of interceptions this year.
Yeah.
He kind of managed games.
Things can happen. And
so
by the way, Penn State ran well and played good
night.
Defense,
yeah.
And that's the Eagles' formula.
They did. I thought the same thing.
I'm just telling you.
To be nervous for the Eagles.
So I'm being honest
Come on, man.
I didn't twist it. I woke up this morning. I didn't think about the Eagles last night going to bed. I'm being honest. Didn't. Woke up this morning, like, here comes the show. And it dawned on me, damn, like, it can end fast.
Oh, my gosh. That's just sports in general. Okay. And by the way, our team is better than their team. And the way our team is preparing
Penn State
for this
was
game.
Probably better than Notre Dame.
I don't think so. And the way our team was preparing for this game this week, going out there with pads on, hitting each other, they were going late. They were going long out at practice with pads on. And they went to the stadium. Think about
outside.
Give
them extra 7 points. Extra seven points. They went to the stadium.
I'll take that. I think they will be better prepared. I think they are the tough-minded team. I know that, you know, the weather's not going to be too inclement, but the fact that Nick Sirianni took our team outside to practice when it was 20.
Right.
We were outside hitting when it was 20
but
this week.
Let's remember,
in a long practice that stretched so far that they were late getting back to their facility.
Right.
That is exactly what I want.
Look,
getting ready for the postseason.
I like it too, but let's not act like Green Bay doesn't come from a cold environment too.
All
they,
right,
they
but
can
that
practice.
Doesn't mean that they want to play in the cold, and that doesn't mean that they're healthy like we are.
Well, that's the
or
big one.
Ready like we
hey,
are.
Hey, Matt, give me an answer here, man. Best side character in a TV show.
Well, hold on. I had an Eagles come up, but, man, you guys took up a lot of my airtime here.
Well, you said what do I want to talk about. Frankly, I want to talk more about what I want to talk about than you. But
no, I just have one. I just have one point. I mean, I agree with John. I have one point, though. I don't think Love will be able to throw the ball against our defense. I think our line will get to him, and our secondary will confuse him, and I see at least two picks.
Okay, so that would be a beautiful thing. Look, he's a good player when healthy. If he's not healthy, that changes the whole game. Matt, great side character in a TV show.
I don't think they're gonna. I think our D line will put too much pressure on him, and he'll get happy feet. He'll throw a couple picks. And
we'll see. Who do you got from TV, man?
He took our Carney from me, which is fine. I think that was a haymaker and a Mount Rushmore. But I'm gonna go with Kramer.
Yeah, it's a similar, and I think in many ways
great
based
answer.
On it. Kramer, I think, was based on Norton from the Honeymooners. All right, 215-592-9494.
Well, you said that first answer was the greatest answer ever.
Yeah.
Don't you think Kramer's a great answer then if it's
Yeah,
comparable?
It's a great answer, but Jordan better than Kobe. Same theory.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
But Kobe's amazing.
I agree. And
so is Kramer. An amazing answer.
But Jordan is Norton, and Norton is Jordan. That's
so
all
you're saying that you would not vote for Kramer?
I mean, I might listen. No, I would vote for Norton, but I know this: you guys aren't going to let him win.
It's a wasted vote.
It
is.
I'm well aware. Yeah. I believe me.
So right now is
you
Kramer
want your vote
your
to matter?
Runner?
You know,
No, I'm still voting for Norton. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, more on Penn State from last night. Dick Vermeil at 8 o'clock. Eagles tickets, 8 o'clock. Eagles Packers. We give away a pair of tickets, so be tuned at 8 o'clock for your chance to win Eagles tickets. By the way, spread the word to your family and friends in the next 50 minutes. Maximize the chance for your family or friends to win a pair of tickets. Let them know. 8 o'clock today, we give away those tickets. Prior to that, 7:45, Beat the Hammer. Prior to that, Elliott Shore Parks at 7:30. On the A.J. Brown situation, that and more. Plus, we don't even know who the number two QB is yet. So we'll get to all that with Elliot. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
And, of course, we're giving those tickets away courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Now, if you have a date set for a knee, hip, or shoulder replacement, the team at NovaCare Rehabilitation is here for you. Did you know attending physical therapy before your replacement surgery can significantly help your recovery and movement post-surgery? Then once you've got your new replacement, you already know and trust NovaCare's physical therapists to help you fully heal because they are experts in balance, gait training, and pain management. Your joint replacement needs are unique. NovaCare's team will develop an individualized treatment plan that'll get you feeling strong and back to the things you love because this is not a decision you came to lightly. So rely on the physical therapy provider you know and you trust. Choose NovaCare to get you back to work, sports, and life. To learn more about the benefits of physical therapy before and after your joint replacement surgery, or to schedule an appointment at one of their 150 convenient locations, go to NovaCare.com. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.